I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. 10 years ago, choreographer Rulon Tongan and her company Dancing Earth started creating new movement inspired by native ritual and culture, hoping to explore the identity of modern native peoples. The Santa Fe-based Indigenous Contemporary Dance Company has since shared those explorations with audiences around the country, as well as in Canada and New Zealand. Dancing Earth celebrates its 10th anniversary Sunday night, August 24th, with an outdoor collaborative performance in Santa Fe. Rulon, you call these dances experimental yet elemental. What do you mean by that?
By elemental, it's like we go to the core reason, like why dance, why movement? And I look to the origins of it as functional ritual. So it's not just dance because it feels good or looks good. It's dance because it's birthing a message or a purpose. And so that's the elemental part. And then experimental is that we're doing it in a way that's not traditional. There's a lot that's been done in traditional dance to sort of keep our earth alive for thousands of years in all parts of the globe. And we're looking at how to take that same vitality and translate it through contemporary means, meaning it could be about contemporary issues or using a different kind of physicality. Maybe we're upside down on our hands. Like it could be anything. There's not a restriction because we're experimenting and inventing it as we go.
And you said contemporary issues. There are a lot of themes that you're dealing with in your dances that are very important to Native peoples.
From the very beginning, we were always looking towards stories that had been shared by, some would say, elders, but sometimes not even an older person, but it's a culture carrier, partly because it's not easy to get those stories. You could ask for it, doesn't mean you're going to get it. But when people have come forward to say, this is what's important to our people or our land or this particular region, and we feel that it could be expressed through your dance, then you have to listen to that and say, okay, well, this is what we're being called on to bring forward. So that became especially clear a few years ago with water issues. I had the blessing of being with Josephine Mandeman, who was a grandmother who started walking the Great Lakes to bring attention to the sacredness of the Great Lakes and the need to purify the lakes, the waters of the earth, and the waters of our body. So that's when we became focused very, very specifically on water. So through the water, we got led to gardens. Anytime we'd be taking this theme to native land, somehow it seemed like we kept on getting invited to gardens, whether it was in desert California or up in Canada. And so I thought, I think I know what the next theme is going to be. It seems to be about indigenous plants and seeds, which seems to be, I mean, I thought water was bringing everyone forward, but my goodness, the seeds, they are rolling in.
And of course, water and seeds lead you to very interesting movement.
Yes, I actually like to look at the natural, organic, and what people call scientific, meaning there's indigenous science that is behind these different themes, and they actually lend themselves well to movement because indigenous science is participatory. So you understand things by doing, by experiencing. So for example, what was shared with us by a wonderful farmer, Michael Diaz, was how corn, beans, and squash, how they actually grow or how they did when they were planted together. He demonstrated, you know, how they would twirl around each other and all these different things. And I was like, oh, there's my dance movement.
Yeah. The company is what's called intertribal. And over the years, your company has represented a lot of different First Nations.
Yeah, I've stopped counting. I don't have that many fingers.
What about the company that is working this year?
Well, what's happening for our 10th anniversary is Dancing Earth really goes global. So through our indigenous networks, there were calls from New Zealand, Australia, a woman from Sweden who I knew in New York, who's also of African and Indian heritage, people who are originally from the Philippines and Mexico and Hong Kong, but have been living in Canada and the USA, and Guatemala, some Mayans from the highlands of Guatemala, as well as our wonderful First Nations people here. And basically, they're showing up with determination and passion for the importance of this theme. So it's a theme that really, maybe more than any theme so far, really seems truly to impact everybody, because we eat several times a day.
Right.
And I think people are getting more and more aware about, you know, where does this food come from?
So what are audiences going to see, Roulan, on August 24th?
You know, I had described it as outdoor, and that's, I guess, my way of saying it's unconventional, because it's going to be in a courtyard that has a big skylight, and our rehearsal spaces will largely be deserts and gardens and plazas to sort of break that fourth wall. So you're going to enter into a restaurant. It's perfect for a food theme, you know. It's not going to be like a performance where there's a, you know, clap, 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 beginning and end. You'll just wander in, and all of a sudden there's going to be these dancers that start oozing in from the corners and from the sky and hanging over the balcony. The way wilderness and wild plants take over buildings. So it's that sense of what was there before that building, what will be there after that building, and that eternal sense of renewal.
Important question, big question. Why did you start this 10 years ago? What was the impulse behind it, Roulan?
I started it because I wanted to be the dancer in this company. I looked for it for decades, and it didn't exist. And I actually had gone through quite a battle with cancer coming out of it in late 2003. I, at that time, did not have the blessings that I have now of hair. I barely had skin. I barely had muscles. And in fact, I was not able to dance or barely even walk. And suddenly, magnetically, these young dancers appeared before me. Some of them were young people I had trained in fifth grade. Other were, you know, break dancers that were, you know, these amazing street artists. And they suddenly appeared before me at the right age, at the right point in their lives. And then I knew that it was happening. It was becoming what it was meant to be. So I would say that I point to that time in my life of extreme duress and not knowing, you know, whether I was going to be alive or dead. And when you come to that in your life, you sort of look for the purpose, look for the meaning, and look for how to show your gratitude for being able to live. And that's what Dancing Earth came out of.
Choreographer Roulan Tongan and Dancing Earth, her indigenous contemporary dance ensemble, celebrate the company's 10th anniversary Sunday night, August 24th, with an outdoor performance and dance party at the Skylight Music Hall in Santa Fe. For information, visit dancingearth.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.